Well, good morning. I'm going to try doing some podcasts here. Today I thought I'd just share a little bit about the feeling that I'm having going into this time today as we have this first day without public Mass. I've already celebrated Mass, and now it's kind of sinking in that this is really going to happen. Like, this time is here. And yesterday, celebrating the Masses, there were two Masses. The first one went pretty good. The second one was hitting pretty strong. Like, this is the last time for a long time that there's going to be people here celebrating with you. I don't know. There was definitely a feeling of, like, this is heavy. This is difficult. This is challenging. And so it's definitely entered into a time for me that'll be unique, I think, for all of us, probably in different ways. Perhaps each of us will have a different experience, I'm sure, but perhaps for a priest, especially, it's just a strange time to minister to your people without being able to celebrate Mass with them is definitely challenging or difficult. Because we're celebrating the Mass, that is ongoing, it continues. We do offer the Mass for everyone, so it's not like the Mass is not being celebrated. We're still receiving the merits of the Mass. They're still being offered for us. And yet, not being able to be present, not being able to receive the Eucharist, it feels difficult. You may have noticed, perhaps, I don't know, it's not that obvious, but I've been growing a beard the last few days. And I would say, for me, this is, I didn't really think about it too much, but it's sort of an outward expression of my grief, an outward expression of my desire to get through this time. And I guess we all do different things, but for me, it's not something I really thought a lot about it, but I just, when I heard that we were no longer going to be having Mass publicly, it just kind of struck home, and I just was like, I don't know, this is one way to enter into it, I guess, for me. It's a time of being called to obedience, that's for sure. There's lots of ways we could try to beat the system, as it were, and get together, spend time with people, have parties, whatever. Because we have more time off, some of us, definitely could be something where we spend more time together or spend more time distracting ourselves, trying to find ways even to have clandestine Masses or offer communion to people secretly or whatever. I mean, there could be lots of ways where I as a priest or we as individuals can try to avoid what's being asked. What's being asked is that we go into isolation, that we enter into this time of trying to protect our most vulnerable, our elders, those who maybe have some kind of pre-existing condition that makes them vulnerable to the virus. And so we can definitely try to avoid the things that we're being called to, but I guess the question is, are we obedient to that, to what's being asked, both by our public authorities and by our church? Our bishops are asking us to enter into this time to try to protect those who might be vulnerable. And so it's a question of how do I live that out? What does that look like? I think it's a good test for us. Like, it's a good test for me, because it forces me to ask the question: Am I being obedient to that, or am I doing what's being asked, or am I trying to avoid it? Do it on the surface, but at the heart, I'm avoiding what's being asked. And it'll be an interesting thing as we go through this time to see how this all plays out. You know, will this continue for 32 days, or will a few weeks from now, or will we have some changes in how we approach all of this? I don't know. It's just impossible to know. I've been talking to a lot of priests about how we can minister, how we can offer things to our people, and there's lots of things we can do, right? So I'm going to try to record the Mass and put it on the website, going to try to maybe do some of these podcasts, making other resources available. We have Formed, which is that online resource. We have lots of different ways of helping people enter into this time, making adoration available, and so forth. So I guess for all of us, we just have to figure out, how is it that we are obedient to this? Not only to what the authorities and our superiors are asking of us, but how is it that we're obedient to Christ in all of this? Trying to be present to Him, being focused on what's most important. And it's a Lent unlike any other Lent. I think I've heard many people say that, where we can have this recognition that, okay, we're living through something that's definitely different than what we're used to. I think of people who have lived through persecution, people who have lived through war times, people who have lived through the Great Depression, different experiences in humanity where we're tested, where we're kind of pushed to the limits. And, you know, in many ways, we have all the comforts that we're used to at this point. For most of us, maybe you don't have toilet paper. that was a joke. But the question is, we're entering into a time where something's being asked of us that's different. We can't just go about our daily lives as we normally do. And sometimes that might be a good thing for us. It might be good for us to be forced to step out into a different experience, a different way of living. And I would say that the church invites us to live close to Christ in these days in different ways than we normally do. And Christ Himself obviously is asking us to enter into this time. He's inviting us to be a part of this in our own day-to-day lives. And so as we begin this time without public Mass, I'll be praying for you, still offering the Mass, still praying that for you. If you go to adoration, you might consider that. The church has always kind of said that adoration is an extension of the Mass. It's a continuation of the Mass, the moment of the priest lifting up the host. Behold the Lamb of God. And so, if you're able to go to adoration, if you're able to go to be with the Lord in the tabernacle, it might be that we just remember that this is, for now, this is our way to connect with the physical presence of Christ. That we continue receiving the merits of the Mass, and that we continue to live the Mass in our day-to-day lives, that we are called to be present to one another, to be present to Christ. And so let's ask the Lord to guide us during these days ahead. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.